Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Tav Tzadik Omer Aleph. The Gemara says that when a man was mekadesh a woman with the Rabbanon, she's allowed to eat truma because of him. So you see the Yesh Koyach B'Yad Chachamim Lachar Dover Min HaTorah. You see the Chachamim can uproot a halacha Min HaTorah. Here they're matter her to eat truma even though she's only married to a kohen midrabanan. So the Gemara answers, it's talking about truma derabanan. And achrami, truma deraisa, she wouldn't be allowed to eat. Truma derabanan, she may eat because the whole truma anyway is only midrabanan. Now Taisa asks the Kasha, say it's talking about truma deraisa. And the reason she's allowed to eat this truma is because she's a ketana. So Taisa answers, the Gemara, later on in the Masechta, is mistapik if Bezdin is mitzuvah, if Bezdin is mechuyev to be mafreshek cotton from eating an iser. Cotton oichel nevelus, the Gemara has a tzad to say that Bezdin is mitzuvah lafrishay. Bezdin has to separate him from doing the iser, and therefore we won't allow her to eat an iser, even though she's a ketana. Taisus answers another teretz that the lashon of the Gemara vaichelus beginoi, that she, because of him, she's able to eat truma, is mashma even when she becomes a gdoila. And that, for certain, we would not allow her to eat unless she was mekudesh to midiraisa. The Aruch Lener answers a different teretz. The Aruch Lener answers, since we're telling her to go ahead and eat the truma, that's not comparable to the Gemara of cotton oichel nevelis. Here it's considered of sfiya biyadayim. It's a different iser. The Torah says leisaychlum, and we dash in leisaychilum that it's also menat Torah to give machalas asurus to a cotton. That's called sfiya biyadayim. Therefore, since we're paskening for this woman, this girl, to eat truma, that won't be considered that she's eating by herself. If we're paskening, it's considered as if we're sfiya biyadayim, we're telling her to go ahead and eat, is as if we gave her the actual truma to eat, and therefore it will be asur unless it's talking about truma derabanan. The Ritva writes the same in Daf Kuf Yud Daled that if somebody tells a cotton to go eat an iser, it's as if he gave it to him yodayim, and it will be asur als leisachilum the iser of sfiya biyadayim. Taisus, however, over here argues. Obviously, Taisus holds that that's not considered sfiya. Sfiya is only if you actually give the iser biyadayim to the cotton. L'chayru, we could say the machlekes, the Ritva and Taisus is totally in a chakira that we can clear in the iser of sfiya biyadayim. Is the iser a lifnei iver dika kind of iser that the Torah doesn't want us to be machshel a cotton? So according to that, even if we don't actually give it to the cotton biyadayim, if we tell the cotton go ahead and eat, that will also be considered an iser of sfiya biyadayim. However, we can explain the iser of sfiya not b'dinei lifnei iver. It's an iser achila. One may not take the food, put it in his mouth. One may not take the food and give it to a cotton that the cotton should eat it. It's an iser achila, not an iser of lifnei iver, not an iser of being machshel a child. It's actually part and parcel of the isuri achila. One may not eat themselves or feed others with this isuri achila. If that's the case, if he just tells the cotton, go ahead and eat, but doesn't give it to him yadayim, it's mistaber that would not be considered actual sfiya biyadayim, and therefore Taisus didn't want to answer Kasha like the Aruch Lener answers. Then Rimoshus has a different svara to answer Taisus' Kasha. Taisus asked, again, why don't we just say that the reason she's eating the truma is because she's a ketana? It's talking about truma d'oraisa. We just don't care since she's a ketana and she's not really being over nisser anyways. Then Rimoshus answers in Simen Yud Gimel, Ais Aleph, he says in Yisoid, giving truma to a zar is not only asur because of the iser for the zar to eat truma. Giving truma to a zar is a bitl asay of mishmeres trumoisay. There's a halacha, one has to watch truma, that it shouldn't become tummy, it shouldn't get ruined. And we learn that from the pasuk of mishmeres trumoisay. Giving a zar to eat truma would be a violation of the din of mishmeres trumoisay. Truma is meant to be eaten by a kohen. Giving it to a zar is tantamount to being mafsid the truma from its intent that the Rabbanu Shleilam wants us to do with it. Therefore, the Gemara can't say the reason she eats truma is because she's a ketana, and we don't care if she's being given an iser. It's not her iser, it's our iser of mishmeres trumoisai. Therefore, the Gemara has to answer, it's talking about truma de Rabbanu. If it was truma de Raisa, it wouldn't be mutter to give it to her. Midiraisa al the isra mishmeres trumaisai. Now, the Gemara wants to bring a raya the eshkayach be'ad chachamim makar dover ben atayra from the braisa. If somebody ate truma, then he has to pay tashlumei truma. If he gave peiris tmeim, Rameir says that the truma is not chal. So we see that chachamim were eker dover ben atayra. Now, generally on the idea of the chiyuv of paying tashlumei truma, Taisa asks a kasha. That's clear when somebody eats truma. If he's a czar, he has to pay the kayin tashlumei truma. Not only that, he has to pay another chaymish if it was eaten b'shagig. Taisa asks a kasha. Why don't we say by truma that kum li b'derabim minei, according to Rabbi Nachunya ben Akana, that if somebody does an iser that has chorus or misa b'dei shemayim, the rule of kum li b'derabim minei applies. Kamal b'derab b'nei means, if somebody does an aveira that has two einshim involved, an einish of misa and an einish of mammon, for instance, will say that he gets the bigger einish and he's potter from the smaller einish. So here, when Zor ate truma, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for eating truma. He's also chayiv mammon for ruining the kain's truma. Why don't we say kamal b'derab b'nei and potter him from paying tashlumei truma? Because he's anyways going to get a bigger einish of misa b'nei shemayim. So Taisa's answer is a few terutzim. Taisa's first answer is that it's gzeiras hakasev. True, we say kam l'b'dirav minei according to Rabbi Nachunya ben Akana by an aveir of misa b'nei shemayim that has also a chiyuv tashlum mamon. Over here we say it's a special gzeiras hakasev, and that's why he has to pay. It's a bit shverlach this teretz, because if that's the case, why don't we learn from here that we don't say there is kam l'b'dirav minei by misa b'dei shemayim? But that's what Taisus answers. Taisus then answers another teretz. The reason we don't say that kam l'b'dirav minei and she be potter from paying tashlumei truma is because tashlumei truma is not regular tashlumen of paying money that one was mazak or one stole. Tashlumei truma is a kapora. By a kapora, we're not going to say kam l'b'dirav minei. By an einish, we say kam l'b'dirav minei. If somebody has to get misa and malchus, so the misa patters him from the malchus. If he has to get misa and mamain, he has to pay back an einish for taking somebody's mamain, we say kam l'b'dirav minei. By tashlumei truma, kam l'b'dirav minei is not applicable at all. Kam l'b'dirav minei works by einishim, it doesn't work by kapara. And since tashlumei truma is a halacha of kapara, v'haraya, a kohen can't be meichel. When somebody steals money from his friend could be meichel. If somebody is mazik his friend's money, the nizik could be meichel. By truma, if somebody is a zar and he ate a kohen's truma, the kohen can't be meichel. It's muchach that it's not a tashlum of paying back, of reimbursing for what he stole. It's a kapara, and therefore, mechila won't help, and therefore, kam l'b'dirav minei has nothing to do with tashlumei truma. Rabbi Baruch Ber and Ksubas writes that, halacha l'maisa, according to this, if a person doesn't pay tashlumei truma, Bezdin won't go to his nechasim and force him to pay. It's not a din tashlum of reimbursing a hezek. It's a din tashlum of kapara. If a person died without paying the tashlumei truma, the yoshim are going to be potter. The Beis Yaakov of Maseches Ksubas asks a kasha on this Taisus. If that's the case, that the reason we say that he has to pay Tashlumei Truma, even though there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, because it's kapara, and we're not going to say kam l'b'dirav minei, then why does he have to give the truma to the kayin? The kapara comes about while he makes the hafrasha. The nesina is l'chayra, something afterwards. The kapara comes about earlier. Why don't we say kam l'b'dirav minei, and he shouldn't have to give the truma to the kayin? So, Beis Yaakov answers, when he pays the kayin the truma, after the hafrasha and hanami, it's not midine tashlumen. It's not the mitzvah of tashlumei truma. The mitzvah of tashlumei truma, that we don't say kam l'b'dirav minei because it's a kapara, is only by the hafrasha. The reason he does the nesina is another reason. It's to do the mitzvah of nesinas truma. It's only for the mitzvah. It's not part of the tashlumen. The tashlumen, the kapara, comes about by the hafrasha alone. The stipler in Maseches Ksubas Siman Lamed Aleph brings this Beis Yaakov. He asks a kasha on it, and he learns a bit differently. The stipler says that through the hafrasha, it becomes mamon hashevet. it becomes peiros that belong to the kehanim. And since the peiros are be'en, when something is be'en, according to many shittas, we don't say kom le b'dirab mine. It's a sugya in the 8th parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. Al kolpanim, since the peiros are around, he can give it back. We're going to say that there's no p'tur of kom le b'dirab mine, and therefore he has to give the peiros to the kohen. The stipler adds to that, and he says, the avera is not b'shasta hafrasha. The avera is when he ate the peiros. Since b'shasta hafrasha, there's no avera, and at that point it became the kayens. We're not going to say kom lebederav mine. Kom lebederav mine is only if he does an avera b'shas the chi of mamon. Over here, when he's being mechayev this mamon to the shevet, when he makes it mamon ha-shevet, he's not doing an avera. Therefore, the stipler explains he has to give the truma to the kayin, and we don't say kom lebederav mine on the nesina because b'shas the hafrasha, where it became the chi of mamon to the shevet, there was no avera. Now, getting back to the Gemara, the Braisa says that if he ate truma tmeya, he has to pay chulin tahirim. If he paid chulin tmeim, according to Simchas b'shem Reb Meir, b'mezid the tashlum is not a tashlum; it doesn't become truma. The Gemara asks, why shouldn't it be a tashlum? When he ate something that the kohen couldn't use at all when he's tamei. All he could do is burn it. And now he's giving him chulin tveim, which the kohen can eat, be made to masai. Why would Rameir say that it's not a truma? He gave him back much more than he got. Now before we continue to the Gemara, if we take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that truma tmeya is not roi la'achila, even be made to masai. Rashi writes, if he's a kohen tor, then it's just an isra say for a kohen tor to eat truma tmeya. If the kohen is tamei, he's chayiv misa, Rashi says. Because the pasuk doesn't differentiate regarding kohen who's tamei, whether he's eating kodeshim that are tor or kodeshim that are tamei. If the kohen himself is tamei, it makes no difference what kind of kodeshim or what kind of truma he's eating. Truma tahira, truma tmeya, kodeshim tahirim, kodeshim tmeim, the kohen will be chayiv misa for eating truma, no matter what kind of truma, but tumas haguf. Now, Rabbi Kiveger and Gilian Ashas or B'Tzalim and Rensburg ask, Rashi L'chayra is against a Mefurish Gemara in Masech T'chulim. The Gemara in Masech T'chulim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis says, Omar Shmuel said, that the Pasuk says, Umeisu Voiki Chaluhu, a person who eats truma t'meya will die because he was machal of the truma. So the Gemara says, Prat l'zu she'mechulelis v'oimedis. It comes to be a mayit truma t'meya that's already machul. It's a mafurusha Gemara that there is no chiyuv misa for a kayin tamei who eats truma t'meya. Now Rashi says it over here. He says it also in Mechiris Tafyud Beis Amun Beis, that if a kayin eats truma t'meya while he's tamei, he's chayiv misa. Rabbi Kiveger mentions a Mishnah in Para that it's muchach from that Mishnah that there is a shita in the Tanoim who holds that a kohen tamei who ate truma tmeya is chayiv misa, not like Shmuel and Masechta Chulin we just mentioned. However, B'Tzalim Rensburg gives another teretz. He wants to machalik between whether the kohen was tamei first and then the truma became tamei, in which case Rashi will be right that it'll be chayiv misa, to a case where the truma was tamei first, and then the kohen became tamei, in which case Shmuel says that he's potter from Misa, and the Rambam says he's potter from Malkus also. And the reason is, because in a case where the kohen was tamei first, we'll say ein isra chalal isra, there is no isra of eating truma tamei for this kohen, because the kohen himself was tamei already, and therefore the din of truma tamei doesn't take effect, and the kohen is forbidden to eat it, else the din of kohen tamei, since he's a kohen tamei, it makes no difference whether it's tamei or tor, and the chayiv misa for eating truma betumas haguf. However, if the truma was tamei first, so we're not going to say ein iser chalal iser. The chalois iser of truma tamei was chal on this truma already, and therefore it's mechulel esvaymedes. So even if he becomes tamei afterwards and eats it betumas haguf, he won't be chayiv misa. It's Mefurish and Taisus in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Gimel, and it comes out the same from Taisus and Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph. It comes out Alocha L'Maisa, according to Rashi, Kayan Tamei that ate Truma Tmeya is Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemaim. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, that's based on the Shita of the Mishnah and Paro that Rabbi Akiva Eger found. According to Rabbi Salom Rensburg, Rashi learns, like Taisus and Sanhedrin and Chulin, that if the Truma became Tamei first, he won't be chayiv misa, because the p'tur of prat lazusha mechulelis vaymedis already came about. However, if the kain was tamei first, then we're going to say en isur chalal isur, the isur of truma tamei is not chal on the isur of a kain tamei eating truma b'tumas aguf, and therefore he will be chayiv misa. The Rambam, however, is not mechalik. He doesn't make a difference whether the kain became tamei first or the truma became tamei first, and the Rambam paskins that in all cases, if a kain tamei ate truma tamei, he will be potter from misa or malchus. Getting back to the Gemara asks, why does Remeir cancel the person that paid back chulim tmeim if he ate truma tmeya and say the truma is not a truma? The Gemara says tavi olav bracha. He ate something that the kohen could not do anything with except burn b'mei tumasai, and he paid back something that the kohen can eat b'mei tumasai. The kohen gains from that a lot. Now, true, Rashi mentions that once it becomes truma, the kohen cannot eat it anymore, because it just reverted to truma tmeya. So the kohen really doesn't gain. But still, he says, he really meant to pay back something very good. Or as Rashi says before, he wanted to pay back something that will serve the kohen's purposes much better than what he took. Why do we cancel him? He was mechavin to pay back well. The Taisa Shalom asks on Rashi, what do I care that his kavanah was to pay back a good truma? The fact is, it becomes now truma tmeya, and the kohen didn't gain anything. What's the tavi olav bracha? Why is the Gemara all excited with this person who gave back something more than he took? The kohen doesn't wind up with anything more than he lost. Why do I care what his kavanah is? So the Taisa Shalom answers that still, he is deserving of a bracha because he meant to give more than he took. True, the kain is not going to be net anymore, but he's losing more than he actually took, that he was nene from the kain, therefore tavay olav bracha, the Gemara says. Now, we still have to understand, what do I care? If he pays back more than he took, more than he was mazik, if the kain doesn't gain anything anyways from it. The kain, at the end of the day, winds up with the exact same truma tamei that he can only use to burn. What do I care what his intention was? What do I care if he's giving more than he actually took? L'chayr, we could explain that based on the taisus we said before, that tashlumei truma is a kapara. It's not in order to reimburse the kohen that lost the truma. It's in order to be nischaper. If that's the case, we could already understand better why it makes a difference what his kavana was to pay with. Sure, the kohen may not be reimbursed more than he lost, but that's not the objective in tashlumei truma. The objective in tashlumei truma is kapara. And since he planned on giving more, it makes more sense why it's a better kapara and tavei olav bracha. So the Gemara explains that Bryce is talking about that he ate truma tahira and he paid back chulim tmeim. According to the mayor, b'shegig, the tashlumen is a tashlumen. B'mezid, ain't tashlum of tashlumen. B'mezid, the truma is not chal. The Chachamim undid the truma. So the Gemara asks here if the kohen took this truma that the Chachamim undid, and he was mekadesh an isha with it, midiraisa she's an ashes ish. And we say, since the Chachamim said it's not truma, so the kedushin are undone, and we're matter an ashes ish to marry whoever she wants. You see that the Chachamim have a kayach to be oikar something minatayra. So Taisa asks Akasha, why do we have to come on to a story who's Mekadosh and Isha and that Kedushin is Nifka? Why don't we just say, by the fact that it was Truma and Azor is allowed to eat it, we see the Chom have a Kayach to be Iker, something Menatayra. So Taisa's answers to that the Gemara could have answered that of course the Truma stays Truma and it's also Lazarim. And the only thing that the Chom said is that it goes back to the Bailam. The Truma goes back. They have to give chulin to Hirim, but the truma stays asr lazarim. That's why the Gemara has to say the story with kedushin that we see the chom or taka eker a kedushin that was halmadi raisa with a takana of the chachamim. Taisus asks another kasha. Why do we say it's because yesh koyach biyad chachamim lak or dover menatayra and koyach biyad chachamim? Let's say the reason the kedushin is not a kedushin because hafker bez and hafker, and that works according to everybody as we saw in the afpei tesamad beis. So Taisus answers that we don't say Hefker Bezdin Hefker only if the person was Peshaya. Here the kohen was Peshaya, the kohen didn't do anything wrong. So we're not going to say Hefker Bezdin Hefker and take away his money. Now, we have to explain this statement in Taisus. Taisus doesn't mean that the whole rule of Hefker based on Hefker is only when there was a Pshia. We find Prusbul works als Hefker based on Hefker. There nobody did any Pshia. Kinyanim derabanan work according to many Shitas als Hefker based on Hefker. There's no Pshia. What Taisus means is in a case where the Chomim canceled somebody, where they gave an Einish and they said Hefker based on Hefker, but Taisus Einish, there it's only if the person was Pshia. Since over here it would work als a Knas, and the Kayin wasn't Peshea, we're not going to say Hefker best than Hefker. Now the Kerenayer asks a kasha on this whole Taisus. Why do we say they were Mafkia his Momin, and therefore we're not going to say Hefker best than Hefker, because he wasn't Peshea? They were Mafkia his Momin. He's not losing anything. He's going to get back Chulun Tairim. He lost nothing. Why does Taisus say that we're not going to say Hefker best than Hefker, because he didn't do anything wrong? We're not going to be Mafkia his Momin in a case where he wasn't Peshea. There's no Hafkas Momin, the Karenayer asks. He's gaining back Chulun Tairim. He lost nothing. They're just switching it for Peyrus Tairim. The Rechlenayer answers, no, of course he's upset about it. Of course it's Hafkas Momin. He was Mekadosh and Isha, and now the Kedushin are going to be undone. Since he's going to lose a Kedushin that he made, unless he was Peshea, we're not going to say Hefker Best and Hefker to make him lose a Kedushin. Now, the Karenayer asks another Kasha. Why do we say this is considered Akira Stavra Menatayra? It's not Akira Stavra Menatayra that the Kedushin are undone. All that happened was Chazal said it's not a Truma. That the Kedushin are undone is a secondary step. It's no different than Isurei Hanoma Derabonon. That if a person is Mekadosh with Isurei Hanoma Derabonon, the Kedushin are not Kedushin. I say it's a Hafka of Kedushin Deraisa by Inisra Derabonon. We don't say that. Chazal said it's Osar Hanoma Derabonon. Now, if he went ahead and was Mekadosh with this Isra, no, it's like a Kedushin because it has no value. Here too, the Chum said it's not a Truma. Now, if he went ahead and was Mekadosh with it, that's not going to be an Akira Stover Menatayra by this Takana. All he said was that it wasn't Truma. Therefore, the Karenayra says that Rashi's Girsas, without this whole story that he was Mekadosh and Ishan or Matar and Ashes Tishla Alma, the Gemara's rise by the mere fact that he made Truma, and the Chum said the Truma is not Chal, and we don't have to come on to this Kiddushin, that the Chum were Mafkia. The Rai is from the Truma alone, that it becomes from Truma Chulun. The Gemara brings another Rai towards the end of the Amud, that Yesh Koech Biyad Chachomim Lakar Dover Menatayra, that Tzitz is Meratza on Dam Shenitma, that he was Zayrik on the Mizbeach, Bemezid, and the Chum said that the carbon is no good. The Gemara asks, how could the Chachamim do that when he brings the new carbon? He's ma'ayil chulun la'azara. He's bringing chulun la'azara. How could it be matter and iser Torah through a takanas Chachamim? So Rabbi Yosef Rechanina answered, it's not that the Chachamim said the carbon is not meratza, the carbon is meratza. Just he can't eat the basar. So the Gemara asks, saif saif kamis akra achilas basar. What's going on is ultimately they were being oikir the din of Achilas Basar Karban, and it says that the Kahanim eat the Basar, and that brings about the Kapara for the Bailam. So you see, Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Dover Menatayra. Now, there are two ways to explain this Gemara's Kasha. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, since we need Achilas Basar to bring about the Kapara for the Bailam, as it says, V'achal Oysa Masha Kupar Bohem, and the Kahanim are not eating, so Mimela, it's going to be Ma'akev, it's going to deny the ritzui of the carbon. The carbon won't be machaper for the bailam. And the Raman asks, how could Rabbeinu Chananel understand that if there's no achilas basar, there's no kapara? Basar shenitma, if the basar became tamei, which cannot be eaten by the kahanim, still the bailam get a kapara. So how could Rabbeinu Chananel understand that the Gemara is asking that there's no kapara b'chlal by the fact that Chum said don't eat the basar? We find in other places where we don't eat the basar that there still is kapara. The Rashba answers that kasha that whenever the kohen could eat, it's ma'akev the kapara. When it's impossible, such as a case where it became tamei, then it's not ma'akev the kapara. However, the Karenayra asks on Rabbeinu Chananel's Mahalach, what's the Gemara's lashon before he's ma'ayel chulun la'azara? It's not chulun la'azara. Since the Chum said don't eat it, he can't get the kapara, even if it's just a technical reason, but l'maisa, there is no kapara because the kohanim didn't eat the basar. If that's the case, why is the Gemara asking, is ma'ayil chulun lazar? Minadini has to bring a new carbon. Also, the Karenayra asks, it's not mistaber to say that after this riku, where there was a ritzui, by the fact that the Kohanim won't eat the basar, it's going to actually be ma'akev, the kapara of the Bailam. Therefore, the Keren Oira sides with Rashi's Mahalach in the Sugya, that the Gemara is not asking, how could he have a kapara? The Kohanim didn't eat. The Gemara is just asking, how could the Chamim be oikir the mitzvah of Achilas Basar, but the Araisa, it says, V'achol Oysa Mashakupar Bohem, that the Kohanim have to eat it, and the Chamim said, don't eat the Basar, as they're being oikir a mitzvah of the Araisa. So the Gemara answers, Sheval Taisa Shaini. The Gemara is answering now that since the Chachamim said, not that he should do an Aveira, all the Chachamim said is, don't be Mekayim the Mitzvah, that's Sheva Al Taisa. Over there, the Chachamim definitely have a Koyach to say that one shouldn't be Mekayim something Min HaTorah b'Sheva Al Taisa. Now the Gemara goes on to bring a raya of several halachas where we find that Chachamim said, don't be Mekayim a Din D'Araisa because of a Gzeira that they made. One of the rayas the Gemara brings is from Sadin b'Tzitzis. Sadin is a beggar of Pishtan that Min HaTorah is Chayiv in Tzitzis. And the Chachamim were Gezer that it's possible that somebody will put on Tzitzis, and in a case where it's not a mitzvah, somebody will be Nichshal in Kilayim, Shleibim, Mekayim, and Mitzvah Tzitzis. He might be doing an Aveira, not B'Mokay Mitzvah. Therefore, Chazal were Iker the mitzvah of Tzitzis by Sadin, and they allow somebody to wear a beggar of sadin that's chayiv and tzitzis without putting on tzitzis, even though he's being mevatel a mitzvah d'araisa by doing what he's doing. And the reason is, yesh koyach b'yad chachomim lakor dover min ha-Torah b'shem al taisa. The chum have a right to tell somebody, don't be mekayim a mitzvah min ha-Torah as long as he's doing it b'shem al taisa. Taisa's asked the kasha, why do we say that somebody who puts on sadin and doesn't put on tzitzis is being over b'shem al taisa? It's Bekum Vasei. He's putting on a beged without tzitzis. He's doing a maisa b'yadayim. L'chayra, the Chacham should not have a kayach to tell somebody to wear a beged without tzitzis as he's doing an aveira Bekum Vasei. Taisus answers, there's no chiyuv to put on tzitzis until after he's wearing the beged. A person's allowed to put on a beged without tzitzis. Once the beged's on him, then he's mechuyuv to put on the tzitzis. The Chacham could say, put on the beged, there's no iser in that. Afterwards, is a mitzvah to put on tzitzis, that, the Chum say, refrain from putting on tzitzis, that's called Sheval Taisa. But that's Klar and Taisa's. If there was a Chiyuv, B'shas the Levisha, when he puts on the Beged to have tzitzis, the Chum would not be able to tell someone he put on a Beged without tzitzis. That would be considered that he's being over Bekum Vasei. Now, the Shagas Arya asks on Taisvis, if the Chiyuv of tzitzis only comes after he put the Beged on, how can we say Esadei Chaloisase by Kalayim? If somebody wears tzitzis b'kalayim, there's no lav of kalayim because we say esadei chaloisase. How could we say that? The isra of kalayim is when one puts on the beged, as Taisus explains over here. And yet the mitzvah of tzitzis only comes after the beged is on. How do we say esadei chaloisase? It's not bidna. The lav and the essay don't come at the same time. They don't come simultaneously. Now, one can answer this kasha that, true, there's no chiyuv to put on tzitzis until after one is wearing the beged. But if the tzitzis were on as he put on the beged, there's definitely a kiyum mitzvah immediately. Therefore, in a case where the tzitzis were on the beged that he put on, that had kalayim, he'll be mekayim the mitzvah and be over the life simultaneously, and therefore it's considered bi'idna. The Shagas Arya asked another kash on this tzitzis. Even if the chiyuv comes afterwards, since he's doing a maisa to get to a matzav, where he'll be a Sheva Al Taisa later, that's also called a Kum Ma'aseh. V'horaya, if somebody puts on a beged of kalayim, on each shihiyah, on each amount of time that he could take it off and put it on, he's over a new lav, he can get malchus, even if he doesn't do anything. Since it started with a ma'isa, that's already called a Kum Ma'aseh, even though technically he's doing it b'Sheva Al Taisa. If somebody comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he's tahar. He becomes tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, it's considered a maisa if he waits there an extra shehiyah, because coming in is a maisa, even though the actual aveira is done b'sheval taisa. So the Shagas Arya asks here too, since he put the beged on with a maisa, even though afterwards he's not wearing the tzitzis b'sheval taisa, but since it started with a kum vasei, that's considered a kum vasei and called harakula. Also the Shagas Arya asks on taisis, really a kasha the taisis asked on himself at the end of taisis, how do we make a bracha? There's no mitzvah l'hisatif b'tzitzis. The mitzvah is only to put the tzitzis on after the beged is on. So the Shagas Arya answers that not like Taisvis, that the chiyuv of tzitzis comes after the beged is on, and therefore it's a sheval taisa. The Shagasariya answers that since there's no iser to wear a beged without tzitzis, there's no aveir like silbash beged bli tzitzis, there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. When he doesn't put on tzitzis, all that's happening is he's being mevatel and asei. He's not doing an aveira by wearing a beged without tzitzis. All that's happening is not being mekayim a mitzvah. Not being mekayim a mitzvah is by definition a sheval taisa. I don't care if it comes through an act of putting on the beged. The aveira he's doing is not wearing tzitzis. Not wearing tzitzis is only a sheval taisa. The Karanoyer writes the same, that wearing kalayim is iser to put on that beged, that's called kumba asei. The Torah forbade wearing kalayim. The Torah did not forbid wearing a beged without tzitzis. All that's happening is he's being mevatel a mitzvah. And therefore that's called sheval taisa, but it's possible the chiv of tzitzis is immediate and not after the beged is on. The Shagas Arya brings a raya to his shita that the mitzvah of tzitzis doesn't create an iser to wear a beged without tzitzis, rather it's a chiv asei to put tzitzis on. The Mordechai writes that somebody whose tzitzis got ripped on Shabbos, it's mutter for him to wear the beged, even though he's being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why? Because there's no iser to wear a beged without tzitzis. The Torah said there's a mitzvah to put on the tzitzis. On Shabbos where he can't put on the tzitzis, so Enes Rachmana Padre, you can continue wearing this beged. But it's not that there's an iser to wear a beged without tzitzis. All that happens when he doesn't wear tzitzis is a bit lasei. On Shabbos where he can't be mekayim lasei, he can continue wearing the beged. Now, l'chaira, it's not a raya to the Shagas Arya any more than Shitas HaTaisvis. Even according to Taisvis, it makes good sense. Because Taisvis also holds that one may wear a beged that doesn't have tzitzis, and the chiv to put on tzitzis comes afterwards once the beged is on. On Shabbos, he's allowed to put on the beged without tzitzis. Now that he has a chiv to put the tzitzis on, the beged, after he's wearing it, on Shabbos he can't. He's the same einus as the way the Shagas Arya explains. So l'chaira, there's no raya from the Mordechai any more to the Shagas Arya than there is to Taisvis. Now this machlokes between Taisvis and the Shagas Arya is explained by Rabbi Chanan. It's totally in a very sadistic hakira in what the Gemara means that yesh koyach b'yad chachomim lachkor dover min haTorah b'sheva al Taisa. Yesh lachkor. What's the defining factor of a sheva al Taisa that the chachomim have a koyach to be oiker, even if it's min haTorah? We can say that the defining factor is whether he's doing a maisa b'yadayim or he's doing something by being passive. Sheval taisa is defined by being passive, and kum asei is being defined by actually doing something. That's one way of describing it. There's another way to explain the difference between sheval taisa and kum asei. We can describe sheval taisa as not doing a mitzvah, and kum asei is by doing an avera. Now really there's another clair that Rabbi Chanan clairs in Kovetz Oris and Samech Tes. He says, Yesh Lachkar, why do Chazal say they have a koyach to be eker davar min haTorah b'sheva al taisa, yet they don't have a koyach to be eker something b'kumbasei? That can also be explained in two ways. We can say that sheva al taisa is not as stringent. It's not as chomer. That a chomer can be eker. Something that's b'kumbasei, that's very chomer. That a chomer cannot be eker to do something b'kumbasei. That's one way of explaining the difference. There's another way to explain the difference. That if it's b'kum ba'asei, true, the chachamim can tell you to do something or not to do something, but if it's against something that it says in the Torah, they don't have the strength. Why should you listen to the chachamim to do something against what the Torah says? True, it says, like Sasha Menadav Rashi Yigid L'chayam Mismail, you have to listen to the chachamim, but that's only not against something that it says in the Torah. If it says in the Torah, you can't listen. If it's b'shev al taisa, so what happens is the Torah said, do something. The Chacham said, don't do something. The Torah said, listen to the Chachamim. So the rule is whenever you have two steeridika things to do, either do something or don't do something, and they're both contradictory, we say, Sheval Taisa Adif. Better don't do something than do something. But it's not because Sheval Taisa is weaker and Kumba Asei is more Chomer, and that the Chacham can't be weaker. Sheval Taisa and Kumba Asei are all on the same footing. The reason that yesh koyach b'yach hachalim lakor dover min haTorah b'shev al taisa and not b'kum ba'asei is because the person technically is stuck. If it's b'kum ba'asei, he can't listen to the chum to go against the Torah. Why would I do something against the Torah? Even if the chum said. The Torah said listen to the chumim. The Torah also said don't do X. Why would I listen to the chumim? Normally whenever there's a suffix, we say shev al taisa odif. However, when the Chachamim say, don't do something, and the Torah said, do something, so again, we'll say the same formula. On one hand, he should listen to the Chachamim, on the other hand, he should listen to the Torah. But the Torah did give the Chachamim a koyach that we have to listen to them, so therefore we say, Shev al Taisa Adif, don't do anything. And Rav Chanan says that the third Chakira that we should clear about this rule of Yesh koyach b'yad Chachamim lakor dover min ha-Torah b'shev al Taisa. What happens when the Chachamim are oiker something? Is it that they actually have a koyach to undo the mitzvah min ha-Torah? There is no kiyum mitzvah when the Chachamim say don't do it? Or no, they don't have a koyach to undo the mitzvah. All that happens is they say, you have to listen to us, and true, there is a mitzvah, but you cannot do it. Rav Chanan says, these three chakiras that we mentioned are really totally ha b'ha. They're all intertwined, and they're all totally in the machlekes, Taisus and the Shagas Aryeh. Taisus defines Sheval Taisa and Kumva Asei by whether he's doing an act b'yodayim or whether he's doing something passive. The Chachamim never have a kayach, according to Taisus, to actually uproot something min ha-Torah. All they can say is, be passive, don't do something that the Torah said. It's not that Sheval Taisa is less chomer, and therefore they can tell you, don't do a Sheval Taisa, whereas something that's kumva asei is more chomer, and that the chom don't have a kayach to be oiker. The chomer never oiker anything. All they can say on the gavra, don't do this act. True, the Torah tells you to put on tzitzis, but we're saying don't, and we have a kayach from the Torah of Lo Saser, so therefore, Sheval Taisa Odif, better listen to us and don't do it. We're not saying that there is no mitzvah of tzitzis. All we're saying is you, the gavra, don't do this mitzvah. Since it's being directed to the gavra, the definition of sheva al taisa and kumva asei is on the gavra. Is he doing something actively or passively? Actively, you cannot go against what it says in the Torah. Even if the chacham were to say to do something against what it says in the Torah, they don't have a kayach to tell you to do something against what it says in the Torah. They don't uproot a mitzvah. All they're doing is they're saying, we have a right to tell you what to do or what not to do. If it's a matter of being passive, so one says, the Torah tells me to do the mitzvah of tzitzis, the Chachamim say, don't do the mitzvah of tzitzis. If it's just a matter of being passive, I'll listen to the Chachamim. That's the idea behind, yesh koyach b'yad Chachamim lakor dover min ha-Torah b'shev al taisa. They say, as long as you're passive, you have to listen to us, because we have a koyach from the Torah also, and all things being equal, we always say Sheval Taisa Adif. Therefore, Taisus answers that by Tzitzis, it's a matter of Sheval Taisa. The Chiyuv of Tzitzis comes only after he's wearing the Beged, and therefore by refraining from putting on Tzitzis, all he's doing is he's being mevatel something min ha-Torah passively. That the Chacham have a right to say, you don't do something. Taisus can't answer like the Shagas Aryeh, that it's a bitul asei. And therefore, even if the mitzvah was when he puts on the Beged, still it would be considered a Sheval Taisa. According to Taisvis, Sheval Taisa is defined by being passive. If the mitzvah is B'shas L'Levisha Mamish, so by putting on the Beged, he's not doing an Akira Stover Min HaTorah B'Sheval Taisa. He's doing something actively, which even if it's just a bit lasei, that will already be considered B'Kum Vasei, therefore Taisvis can't answer like the Shagas Aryeh. However, the Shagas Aryeh is of the opinion that Sheval Taisa and Kum Vasei is not defined primarily whether he's being over something min ha-Torah actively or if he's being over something passively. According to the Shagas Aryeh, the definition of Sheval Taisa is by not doing a mitzvah, and the definition of Kum Vasei is by being over an Aveira. The Chum can't tell you be over an Aveira. They could say, don't do a mitzvah. I don't care if not doing the mitzvah comes about by doing an action. As long as it's refraining from doing a mitzvah, but not doing an actual Aveira, we're not going to say that's being over b'kum v'asei, that'll be over through a Sheval Taisa. Now that's totally in the other side of the other Chakira, that the Chachamim have a right to tell someone not to do something min ha-Torah b'Sheval Taisa, because what they're doing in effect is they're being oiker the mitzvah. Sheval Taisa is a lesser darga of an Isser. Therefore, I don't care if he's doing a ma'aseh b'yadayim. Once the Chum say don't do the mitzvah of tzitzis, the mitzvah is nekar. It doesn't mean anything according to the Shagas Aryeh whether he's actually doing a ma'aseh b'yadayim. The idea of Sheval Taisa and Kum Vasei is in regards to the etzah mitzvah that the Chum are coming to be oiker. Sheval Taisa is something that's not so chomer, so the Chum can be oiker and say there is no mitzvah of tzitzis in a case of sadin. Since it's just Sheval Taisa, since it's just not doing a mitzvah, it's not doing an Aveiro B'Poyel, Chum have a right to be oiker that. They have a Koyach Min HaTorah to be oiker a mitzvah and say, don't do it. So therefore, the Shagas HaRei B'chlal doesn't care whether he's actually doing an act or he's being passive. That's B'chlal not a defining feature in Sheval Taisa or Kum Ma'aseh. Sheval Taisa's definition is not doing a mitzvah, and the reason they can be oiker something b'Sheval Taisa because it's not as chomer as a Kum Ma'aseh. And since it's not as chomer, the chomer of a koyach to actually be oiker the mitzvah. Therefore, the Shagas HaRei answers his teretz, that by tzitzis, all it is a bittul mitzvah. I don't care if there's a mitzvah to put the tzitzis on immediately when he wears the beged. Since all that he's doing is he's refraining from doing a mitzvah, the chom have a koyach to be oiker that, chiyuv of wearing tzitzis. Since it's a lesser dargah, since it's just the bittul mitzvah, the chom have the koyach to actually be oiker, and therefore they can say, even if there's a mitzvah to put the tzitzis on with the beged, it's not called a kum va'aseh by putting on that beged, rather a sheval taisa, because all that's happening is he's not doing a mitzvah. Now the Shagas HaRei in the Tshuva writes that according to his shita, one must make the bracha of tzitzis before he puts on the beged, because the mitzvah is actually putting on a beged with tzitzis. He learns in Taisus, however, he makes the bracha only once he's wearing the beged, because the chiyuv comes only after the beged is on him. However, according to what we said in Taisus, it's possible that even though there's no chiyuv to put on the beged together with a tzitzis, one may put on the tzitzis after he's already wearing the beged. Still, if there are tzitzis on the beged, when he puts it on, there is a kiyum mitzvah, and therefore he may make the bracha, even according to Taisvis, before he actually puts on the beged. The Gemara then wants to bring a raya that yesh kayach b'yad chachamim lakar davar min ha-Torah v'kum ma'aseh from Eliyahu b'har ha-Karmel. Eliyahu Navi had karbonos shechted and put on the Bama that he made, B'har HaKarmel, and Rashi explains, you see, he was over the Isser of Shchutei Chutz and Ha'aloas Chutz. One may not be makter a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, B'shas Isser Bamas. And we see Eliyahu Navi went ahead and was over these Isurim. So you see, Yesh Kayach B'ad Chachomim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah B'kum Ma'aseh. So the Gemara answers, there's a special Pasuk, Elof Tishmon, that one may listen to a Navi to be oiker something min ha-Torah. So the Gemara asks, v'ligvar minei, so then learn from there, that yesh kayach b'yad chachamim, lakar davar min ha-Torah b'kum ma'aseh. So the Gemara answers, migdir milsa shayni. Since Klal Yisrael was doing Avodah Zarah there, and was in order to keep them away from Avodah Zarah, that's why it was mutar. Now the Aruch Haner points out an interesting ha'ara on Rashi. Rashi says that Eliyahu Navi was theoretically over the Isra of Shchutei Chutz and Ha'aloas Chutz. The Aruch Haner declares, if somebody took Eivorim of a carbon and he put them on a Bama, and somebody else came along and lit the fire on the Bama, who was over the Isra of Ha'aloas Chutz? The person who put the Eivorim on, but he didn't put it on a fire. The person who put the fire on the Mizbeach, but he didn't put the Eivorim on the Mizbeach. The Aruch Haner brings a Sefer HaChinuch that they're both potter. The Isser is to take the Eivorim and put them on a fire that's on a Bama. So, if that's the case, it's very schwer. Where was Eliyahu HaNavi over on Ha'aloas Chutz? Eliyahu HaNavi, all he did was he put the Eivorim on the Mizbeach. He davened to the Rebbeinu Shleim and the fire came min HaShemayim. Eliyahu HaNavi didn't light up the Eivorim. So, why was he over on Ha'aloas Chutz? L'chayr it's a raya from Eliyahu HaNavi, the way Rashi learns that there is an Isser of Ha'aloas Chutz by merely putting the Eivorim on the Mizbeach, even if he did not put them on the fire. Not like the Sefer HaChinuch. However, the Aruch Haner concludes that it's totally in a Machlekes Tanoim, in Masech Tzvachim Daf Kuf Yud. If for one to be over on Ha'aloas Chutz, does it have to be Dafka on the Mizbeach? And therefore, logic would follow that it would have to have an fire on the Mizbeach also, and that's Shitas Reb Yosi. And according to Reb Shimon, we learn from Manoyach that even if somebody was mala on a sela, on a rock, it's not a Mizbeach, still he's over on Ha'aloas Chutz, so it's Mestaber he'd be chayiv even if there was no fire on the Mizbeach when he put the Eivorim there, and that's really the case of Eliyahu Navi, and that's really the case of Manoyach that Reb Shimon learns from, that it doesn't have to be actually a Mizbeach, it could be a Sela also, and therefore the Svar is that he won't need to have an Eish on the Mizbeach. As long as he puts it on the Mizbeach, or the Sela that acts as a Mizbeach, or a Bama, one would be Chayiv according to Reb Shimon, even if there's no fire there. Now the Gemara asks the Nigmar Minei, let's learn from Eliyahu HaNavi that Yesh Kayach B'yad Chachamim Lakar Davar Min HaTorah B'kum Va'aseh, as the Gemara compares a Navi to a Bezdin, as Taisus explains in Dibur HaMaschal V'Ligmar. So the Gemara answered Migdar Mil Sashayin. What does that mean? According to Rashi, the Kavanah is to keep Klal Yisrael away from an Aveira. The Ritva brings that the Pshat in Migdar Milsa is, we tackle learn from Eliyahu HaNavi, but only L'shah, not L'dairis. And we see that later on, towards the end of the Sugya, the Gemara says, again, Migdar Milsa Shaini, by the case where they gave punishments that were Shalaikadin, because that Shah, that Dair, needed extra takanas, extra Xeris, and therefore, Migdar Milsa Shaini means, according to the Ritva over here, in the top of the Amud, and according to everybody later on, towards the end of the Amud, a Dair that needs special Gdorim, special Halachis, the Migdar Milsa, Yesh Kayach B'yad Chachamim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah. Now it comes out there are three different Chilukim, three different Madregas. The Chum do not have a Kayach to be Oikar Dover Min HaTorah B'kum Va'aseh, unless it's L'Migdar Milsa, means for a specific time. The Chachamim are concerned that the Dair is Parutz, they can be Oikar something Min HaTorah. Bezdin has a din of a Navi regarding this. It was B'Sheva Al Tai, so the Chum can be Oikar something Min HaTorah even forever. If it has to do with money, we'll say Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and that's, again, even L'Dairus. There's a fourth Geder that Taisus mentions both on Daf Peches and on Daf Peites, that something that has a bit of a Svara, it's Mestaber, it's a Davra Hogun, that the Chum should be Mesakin that the Chum have a Koyach to be Oiker in such a case, something Min HaTorah, even Mekum Va'aseh, and even L'Dairus. L'moshel, Nemonos of an Eid Echod by Inesh's Ish. Since Taisa says it's Mestaber, it's a Dover Hogun, the Chom of a Koyach to be Eicher in such a case, Dover Min HaTorah even Bekum Ba'asei, or to Metamei a Koyin to Ishtoi Ketano, since it's Doimutu Meis Mitzvah, it's Mestaber that the Chomim have a right in such a case to be Eicher something Min HaTorah even Bekum Ba'asei. The Nemuki Yosef argues he does not agree that there is such a Madrego. He says that by Eid Echod, that's matter and Eishas Ish, it's because Min HaTorah, he's Nemon, because it's a Milsa David Legluyei, and likewise by Ishtoi Ketana, that a Kohen is Mutter to be Metami to her, that's Min HaTorah, because she really is a Mitzvah Min HaTorah, as we explained on Daf Peites. Now the Gemara brings another Raya, that the Chom of a Kohen to be Iker something Min HaTorah B'kum Va'aseh, from Shimon Leil, that says that one may not be Mevatel a Get, Shaloi B'fnei Ashliach. Even though Min HaTorah the get is batal, still the Chum of the Kayach to say that the get is not batal and we allow her to marry Le'alma. So you see, L'chayr, there is a raya that the Chum of the Kayach to be Iker something Min HaTorah B'kum Va'aseh. So the Gemara answers, no, generally the Chum don't have such a Kayach. By Kedushin, Kedushin is different. Why? Because man the Mekadesh adaita the Rabban. Mekadesh, somebody that's Mekadesh is on the Das of the Chachamim, only if they're masking. And the Chachamim were mafkiya the Kedushin from him. Now, that's already two different svaras. First, he's Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbanon. He's totally his Kedushin on the Das of the Rabbanon. And the second svara, the Gemara says, is the Chachamim were mafkiya the Kedushin. That Lechayr shouldn't be totally in man the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbanon. More than that, Rashi says another svara, that since Hefker Bezdin Hefker, that's why the Chachamim said the Kes of Kedushin is not his kesef anymore, and they gave it to her b'taris matana. So already we find three svaros why the kedushin is not a kedushin. He's mekadesh adaita the chachamim, chomer mafkia the kedushin, and hefker bezdin hefker. And we have to understand where do all three svaros come into effect. L'chayr, anyone should do the trick. Karen Ayer asked this kasha already. If it's shaykh to say hefker bezdin hefker, why do we have to come on to man and mekadesh adaita the rabban and mekadesh? The Karen Ayer asked another kasha also. How is it possible to say Hefker Bezdin Hefker, L'mafreya. She was Niskadish 20 years before that. She ate the Kes of Kedushin 20 years ago. Now, after she ate the Kes of Kedushin, we're going to say Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Where do we find that after Shinis Achlo Amois, after the money is gone, that the Chum can retroactively say it's not Kes of Kedushin, it's Kes of Matana? L'chayra, that doesn't work with the general rules of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So the Karen Ayra explains, not like Rashi explains in the Sugya, there is no Hefker Bezdin Hefker over here. What's going on is, he's Mekadesh Adaita D'Rabbanon, and therefore Afkino. The Karen Ayer doesn't answer why you need both Svaris. Taisus Mbaba Basra and Dafim Ches deals with that issue. That's not our sugya now. However, to answer Rashi from the Karen Ayer's Kasha, that why do you have to comment the Hefker Bezdan Hefker if we have the Svar of Kol Makadish Adaita de Rabbanon Makadish and Afkinu Rabbanon Le Kedushin Me the Chomur Mafkia the Kedushin? One could explain Rashi. Rashi learns if it wasn't Shaykh to dress up the Afkeinu in its surah of Hefker Bez than Hefker, the Chum wouldn't be Mafkia the Kedushin. The Chum don't just unilaterally undo a Kedushin. It's always based on some sort of other procedure. Therefore, even if according to the rules of Hefker Bez than Hefker, it doesn't really work, there's not such a thing as a retroactive Hefker Bez than Hefker. Since it looks like it's Hefker Bez than Hefker, the Chum can already be Mafkia the Kedushin through the koyach they have to do afkeinu. Now that the Gemara asks, okay, by tinach the kadosh bekaspa, it's shayich to make it look like a hefker bezdan hefker. By bia, what are you going to do to say that the bia is not a bias kedushin? So the Gemara answers on that. The chachamim made it bilasi bilasnus. Once they can say that what happened was it's a bilasnus, then they can come along and make an afkeinu. But there's no afkeinu, there's no hafkah of kedushin without anything to dress it up on. The raya to that is Rashi in Masechtas Ksubas Daf Gimel. Rashi says over there, where a person gave a get posel, that although the get is posel, the woman is mutter, to marry la'alma, it goes afkeinu. Rashi says, through the get posel, we say afkeinu. What does Rashi mean? He means to say that there's not going to be an afkeinu without a get. There has to be something that Chazal will dress the afkeinu on, and then they'll say that they're mafkia the kedushin from him. But just to arbitrarily be mafkia the kedushin without some sort of a get or without saying that there's a hefker best and hefker, that Chazal won't do. There are places where we find that Chazal do it by talu v'kaddish. Over there it's different because b'shas the kedushin itself, the kedushin weren't good. It's not our sugya now. I just mentioned that parenthetically. Now the Karen Ayra handles what's the din if a kohen married this woman that there was an afkeinu on her kedushin. Will he get malchus for marrying a grusha? And the Karen Ayer understands that of course not. Since afkeinu rabbanu lekedushin minei, it comes out that retroactively she was never an eishes ish. Taisus writes that in Mesechtas Kitten, Daf Lamed Gimel, that she really wasn't an eishes ish all these years. And if she was mazana, while she was still married to her husband, and then her husband gave her this get that she was mevatel shaloi b'fnei ashliach, and therefore causes an afkeinu, she won't be chayv misa as an eishes ish, she was mazana. Because what happened is, Chazal will mafkia the kedushin retroactively. Now, the Karen Ayer quotes Rashi that we mentioned in Masechtas Ksubis, that we say afkeinu only through a get, and according to Rashi, it comes out he'll get malchus for marrying a grusha if he's a kayin. The Karen Ayer says, of course that's not the case, it's not mamash a get, and therefore the Kedushin is Nekar L'Mafreya, and she's not considered a Grusha. Now, according to what we said to explain Rashi, Rashi also doesn't really mean that it's a get. All that Rashi means to say that through the get puzzle, she's Megureshes, Chazal said if there is a way to dress up the Afkeinu on something else, either on a Hefker Bezan Hefker, or on a get puzzle, they'll say Afkeinu. But it's not that Rashi holds that she's really a Grusha. However, at the end of the shtickle, the Karen Ayer's maskana is that of course she's an Eishes Ish L'Mafreya, not like Tosfos and Gittin, and if she was Mezana before this whole story where he was Mevatel the Get happened, she's definitely going to be Chayav Misa. We don't say that in retroactively she wasn't an Eishes Ish. If somebody married her, made Kiddushin, before this whole story of the get, we don't say that retroactively the Kedushin is Chal. She definitely wasn't Eishes Ish all that time. Afkinu only works from henceforward. It doesn't retroactively undo the Kedushin, and therefore if she was Mezana, she'll be Chayav Misa. As we mentioned, Taisus and Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel, and the Taisus Shalom over here ask, every time a woman is Mezana, if the husband cares about the wife, he doesn't want her to be Chayav Misa, he'll make such a shtickle, he'll give her get through a shliach and then mevatel shlei befonov, and there'll be an afkinu of the kedushin, and she won't be chayav misa. So Taisus in Gittin says, in a case where Chazal see that he's playing a game in order to save his wife, we're not going to say afkinu. Afkinu only works if it's done be'emes uvetamin, if it's done with pure intentions. The Taisus Shonim brings one teres like that, then he gives another teres and he says, Anachanami, if Itaka does that, plays a trick in order to make Afkinu, there's nothing wrong. Since technically he undid the Kiddushin, then Shitaka won't be Chayiv Misa. The Karen Oyer learns that's Dachuk. It should come out that when he's doing it to play games, to save his wife, there's no Afkinu. When he's doing it with pure intentions, there is Afkinu. He doesn't accept that there's going to be a difference. Therefore, the Karen Oyer learns that the Afkinu, as we said, is only from henceforward and not retroactively undoing the Kiddushin. Not like Tosis and the Tosis Hashanah that we mentioned. Now, Tosis asks Akasha, since it's possible, according to their Shita, to undo any Kiddushin by doing this story with a get, by being Mevatel Shalei Befanov, according to that, every time a woman is Mizana, she shouldn't be Chayiv Misa, Altaishas Ish, it's Asra Asafik. Maybe her husband will send her a get, and then Mevatel, and the Chomer will Mafkiya the Kiddushin. How are we ever Mechayiv Misa for Aishas Ish? It's always Asra Asafik. Maybe there will be a Hafkar of the Kiddushin. The Taisha Zishan over here answers, since right now she's an Aishas Ish, even though theoretically it's possible to be Mafkiya the Kiddushin, that's not Asra Asafik. Asra Asafik is only if at this point in time we don't know for sure if there's an Isser. At this point in time, she's for sure an Aishas Ish. It might come about that the husband will do something to undo the Kiddushin. But since at this point she's Vadi and Aishas Ish, it's not going to be called Asra Asafik, and unless there will be a Hafkar afterwards, of course there's Mechayiv Misa for Isser Aishas Ish. Now towards the end of the Amud, the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah that lists all the different knossos that this woman who married Shlei Kedin has. One of the knossos are v'lo made for nedarah, the husband cannot be made for a nedarah. The Gemara says, why not? Taima mai omer achmona baal mefer, why did the Torah say a husband can be made for the nedarah of his wife? Kedei shlei tiskana, she shouldn't be meguna, she shouldn't be disgusting to him. Hacha tiskana v'tiskana, here let her be disgusting, we want him to divorce her. What does it mean that she'll be Meskana al Baila? If she made Nidre Inui Nefesh, she made a Nedre that she's not going to take a bath, she's not going to put on Kishutim, jewelry, perfume, she keeps her Nedre, she might be Meguna al Baila. That's why the Torah said she should be allowed to have her Nedarim Mefer by her husband. Over here, Chazal are happy that she should be Meskana al Baila, therefore she's not allowed to get Hatavaras Nedarim from her husband. The Rashba asks, though, that svara only works by nidrei inu nefesh, where she'll be meguna, she'll be disgusting to her husband. But the varm shebeinoi leveino, things that are between the man and wife, any neder that affects the relationship between them, that also a husband can be made for. And there, it's not shayach the svara of she shouldn't be mesgana al bailo. Now the Rashba asks really another kasha. Hafaras nedarim is menat teira. As the Gemara says in the Darim, and the third parak in Yevamis, Rav Pinchas says, Kol neideres al das bala neideres. Any woman who's neider, she's neider on the das of her husband. If her husband is not masking to the neder is batel. That's the idea of behind the forest and Darim. The Gemara says that several places in Shas. Why does the Gemara here understand that the reason of forest and Darim is that she shouldn't be megun al bala? The Gemara says a different reason. So the Rashba answers, since she's going to leave her husband's home, the chomer masak and teitzi mizeh mizeh, then she's not neider al das bala anymore. She's not making a dorim based on her husband's das. She's leaving. And the same way with Varam Shebeinoi Leveino. She's not meshubit to him anymore. And therefore, she doesn't care whether she's miskana to her husband because she's about to leave. She's never noider al daitoi. The Gemara means, hocha tiskana v'tiskana. She doesn't care to miskana al baila because she's about to leave his home anyways. So therefore, she's not noider al das baila. What the Gemara says, means that since she's going to leave and she doesn't have any shibudim to him, she can be disgusting to him because she's leaving his home anyways. Now, the Karen Oyer asks Akasha, why does the Gemara look for Rayas? That Bezdin is mas and lakar dover menatayra b'kumasei. We have a Raya right here. She made a neder, the husband was mefer, and yet we say that for is not chal. Aye, minatayra, the husband can be mefer. It's only midrabanan that he can't be mefer. And we see that the neder is not chal minatayra. So we have a right, the yeshkayach biachachom lakar davar minatayra b'kum v'asei. To that the Karen Oyer brings the Rashba that we just mentioned. The Rashba holds that minatayra, the hafara won't be a hafara because since she's about to leave his home, she's not neither al das baila anymore, and minatayri can't be mefer. Therefore, there's no right that the chum have a koyach to be eker davar minatayri become maasei, because here it's taka minatayri that he can't be mefer. However, Taisus in Daf Peites Amud Aleph, the very maschal my taima, writes clearly that, of course, minatayri the husband can be mefer. Chazal said that he can't be mefer as a knas. When the Gemara here says, Taima mai omur rabbanan baal mefer, why did the Chum say the baal's mefer? Taisus has a different girsa than our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Taima mai omur rachmano baal mefer. Taisus in Daf Peites has a girsa, Taima mai omur rabbanan baal mefer. Why did the Chum say a baal is mefer? Which means, why did the Chum say a baal could be mefer when a minatayri hitaka doesn't have a schus to be mefer? Such as a shemeres yobam, that the yobam is allowed to be mefer, according to some shittas. Why did the Chum give him such a koyach? And the Gemara says, she shouldn't be miskana on her future husband. You see that she shouldn't be maguna, she shouldn't be disgusting to her husband, is a svara. Over here, we want her to be maguna, and therefore the Chum made a takana that he shouldn't be made for her nadarim. But of course, if the husband was made from an atayra, it is mufar. According to Taisus, not like the Rashbu holds that mediraisa, the hafara doesn't work.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.